Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
What will financial regulation look like in the Trump administration? Many are asking after the president signed an executive order last week to rewrite major parts of the Dodd-Frank Act. President Obama signed the act into law in response to the 2008 financial crisis to increase oversight on banks and to protect consumers. But President Trump has called Dodd-Frank a, quote, disaster. This is what he said during a meeting last week with business leaders.
We expect to be cutting a lot out of Dodd-Frank because, frankly, I have so many people, friends of mine, that have nice businesses. They can't borrow money. They just can't get any money because the banks just won't let them borrow.
For more on the future of Dodd-Frank, we spoke with one of the people who has his name on the act, former Massachusetts Congressman Barney Frank. We open by asking for his response to the president's criticism that Dodd-Frank makes it harder for people to borrow money.
What he says doesn't really compute. This is not a law that does very much about lending. There's one provision in the bill that restricts lending. It's one that says that nobody should lend money to very low-income people with no assets to buy homes, which they would then be defaulting on. Literally, the only provision we have in there is the one that puts a stop to these abusive subprime loans.
What part of the Dodd-Frank Act are you most worried about that the president might roll back, rewrite, or scrap altogether, or at least try to scrap altogether?
There are two answers to that. One is, in terms of substance, I do believe that the restrictions on derivatives is the most important, because that's how we got into trouble. That's how Lehman Brothers went bankrupt and how AIG went to the Bush administration and got them to pay $170 billion in debts that they had incurred. Those were the highly leveraged bets. Those are the ones who people who have seen The Big Short, the movie, or read the book. That's what got us in trouble. Fortunately, there's, I don't think, anything he can do about that. Those are legislated, and those will not be repealed because you're not going to get 60 votes in the Senate to do it. There is one thing that he can do probably with less than 60 votes in the Senate. Under the procedure known as reconciliation, where you only need 51 votes in the Senate, they will probably, sadly, cut back on the financial autonomy of the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, which I'm very proud to have helped create, which Elizabeth Warren came up with as the idea. That law gives them some financial autonomy and protects them from being cut back by the appropriations process. We may lose that one. The other thing that will happen is this. I do not think he's going to be able to repeal any of the substantive parts of the law. I don't think he's going to get people back in the business of making subprime loans by statute, and I don't think he's going to be able to re-deregulate derivatives statutorily. But what he will do, and this is what I most fear, he will appoint people who won't use the powers, who will be too lax in using some of their authority. But they won't be able to get rid of the authority. And I do believe that the single most important issue, the newest thing in that bill, were the restrictions on the kind of derivative transactions where people were able to, in the interest of making a lot of money in the short term, put up more money than they had in some of these complex transactions. And then when things went bad, couldn't repay, and that's how we had a crisis.
So let me ask you this finally. What advice do you have for your former colleagues, Democrats, going forward in order to fend off what might be Donald Trump's intent to chip away at consumer protections in Dodd-Frank, chip away through executive action?
You can't stop him from appointing people who won't use the power. What they can do, though, is use the public opinion. I do think if people understand what he's trying to do, they will rebel. They will tell Republican members of Congress, don't do that. My encouragement to my former colleagues, which is what they are doing, is to explain what's happening, to point out, as you began by asking me legitimately, that this notion that, oh, we need to be able to let businesses get loans is a sham. It's a cover for trying to undo consumer protection and allow financial institutions to do irresponsible things. I think as that is understood, the support for Trump on this specific issue will erode.
Former Congressman Barney Frank, thanks very much for speaking with WBUR's Morning Edition. Good to hear from you again.
Thank you, Bob.